Hello, my name is Eileen Javier for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and today I'm joined with Jared Singer, the Water Justice Science Mentor at the Water Justice Lab. Welcome, Jared.
Hi, thanks for having me, Eileen.
And for the audience, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, my professional background is in chemistry and material science and earth science, and I was always interested in the relationships between chemistry and nature and how the earth works. In my personal interests, I'm interested in nature and do a lot of camping and mountaineering. I'm also interested in food and food preservation, like canning and cheese making. And I also do some art. Lately, I've been painting, and I also like to do ceramics.
Nice. Are you working on an exciting project at the moment?
Well, I think the most exciting project is the Water Justice Lab project. This is a project with the Media Sanctuary's Nature Lab group. And there's some great mentors and also some awesome youth science fellows who are just getting started this summer. So this project is a collaboration between the Riverkeeper organization and the Media Sanctuary. It's going to be going for 3 years. And we're going to develop a water quality sampling lab in the new home of Nature Lab. So currently that lab space is under construction, but we're getting set up to make a lot of microbiology and chemistry measurements there. And because of COVID this year, and also because the lab is not ready, we're going to spend our time gathering a network of environmental justice advocates, interviewing them about their specializations in science or environmental justice. And then we're going to invite them all together to have a group networking coming up in October or November.
Well, that sounds very interesting indeed. For you specifically, what is the concept of water justice?
Yeah, for me, the concept of water justice is a basic recognition that clean, healthy drinking water and water for sanitation is a basic human right. And I think it's especially timely right now during COVID-19 with, you know, talking about all the hand washing. You know, people need clean water to prevent disease. And it's also especially relevant in the context of the Black Lives Matter movement, because we see big socioeconomic disparities in access to clean water. So that's the main idea, and I think also why the issue of water justice is so important in today's environment.
I agree. And can you tell us, how did you get involved with the Sanctuary on the Water Justice Lab project? How that collaboration started between the two of you?
That one was pretty simple. I've been coming to the Sanctuary's science programs and also to their environmental justice programs just as a guest. So I got to know some people. And when this science lab mentor position became available, they contacted me, I applied, and then we got going this June. So it's brand new and exciting.
Okay. And for the people that have no idea, can you give us a little bit a highlight on your week on the Water Justice Lab Youth Science?
Yeah, so we meet together once a week and currently socially distanced, of course. And this week, we're working on preparing the youth science fellows to conduct interviews. So we spent some time working on how to craft questions and how to craft the email to introduce ourselves to potential environmental justice advocates. And then we did an interview of each other, where I interviewed the youth science fellows about their interest in water justice, which you'll hear next.
Oh, nice.
And then we ate some ice cream, and that was a wrap.
Okay, that sounds fun. Is there an inspiration day? Is this only for this summer, or this is something that can potentially be extended into the future and be permanently at the Nature Lab?
Right now, the collaboration with Riverkeeper is a 3-year project where we'll be conducting the water sampling for the Riverkeeper water quality program all throughout the Upper Hudson River. And we'll be bringing those samples back, processing them, and analyzing them at the Nature Lab. And the Nature Lab space, once it's completed, will also serve as a venue for community science. So not only the Water Justice Lab will be operating there, but there may be many other community science-oriented projects that will be occurring in this lab space.
Okay. And is there anything else that you would like to say before we wrap up?
Yeah, I'd just like to say that the Water Justice crew will be at an upcoming event on August 20th called the People's Clinic at Freedom Square. The Water Justice Lab crew will have a table there, and we'll be ready to talk with you about water issues and health and environmental justice. Also, stay tuned for a Water Justice playlist, where we're going to be gathering up all of our Water Justice interviews on the Sanctuary for Independent Media's SoundCloud account. And we should also have a webpage coming soon that will be linked to Nature Lab's webpage. So I think all of those different outreach will be available for the public to get a hold of us and also keep up with what we're doing.
That is very good. Thank you, Jared, for talking with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Eileen.